What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, June 29th, 2023 here, getting to the end of the week. Sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. And if you're wondering what that rumbling is that you're hearing over the microphone, we had a monster thunderstorm come through here this morning, and we have another one just now coming on in. And you know, heavy rains, flash flood, lightning strikes. I just saw a lightning bolt right out the window here, and so it may get noisy, and hopefully we'll keep our internet and our electricity for the duration of the radio show. Anyway, it's another very, very busy news day. A lot of stuff is going on. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Obviously, the big story of the day is the Supreme Court has rejected affirmative action at colleges as being unconstitutional. And a lot of people have been making this argument for a long time. It is a violation of the 14th Amendment, okay, which says you're not supposed to consider anybody's race. And people are screaming on both sides of the argument. It's about time, you know, let's return to meritocracy. And over on the liberal side, just, oh, this is terrible. Affirmative action is there to, you know, to try increase minority enrollment in the colleges. And, there's actually an easy solution to that. You can increase minority enrollment in the colleges without violating the Constitution. Just have them study harder. And I know I'm going to get a lot of negativity about that, but I remember when I was teaching remedial math at the high school level, there were just certain people who lacked motivation. They just wanted to coast on through, and, you know, they were not motivated. And, affirmative action was a way of saying, well, you know, we've got this white student over here with a 4.0 GPA, and we've got these minority students here with maybe a 3.2, but we're going to give the minority student the slot at the college. And there were a lot of deserving students who were simply left behind because they were the wrong color. It really was racism in reverse. And so we need to go back to meritocracy, and this is definitely a step in the right direction here. Now, again, the liberals are just livid. They're totally upset about that. Michelle Obama released a letter following the Supreme Court ruling against affirmative action, but conveniently left out just how it was that she was accepted to Princeton. Okay, so she may have a little built-in bias there. So the Democrats are all crying and screaming and wringing their hands and tearing their clothes and pouring ashes and everything, because what the Supreme Court essentially did today is ban racism. Okay? You know, you can't have racism in the college admissions. And one of the reasons the Democrats are so angry is that for decades, the Democrats' political message has been, vote for us and we will get you special treatment. And that just got taken away just in time for the 2024 elections here. And, we're getting back to the wisdom of Martin Luther King, because now our high school students aiming for college are not going to be judged on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character, not to mention their entry scores and GPA and everything like that. So Biden already came on out saying, this is really bad. It's a bad thing. You know, we have to have racial discrimination in college admissions. We have to discriminate against white people and Asians. And again, the law, both the 14th Amendment and even within the Civil Rights Act, okay, there's not supposed to be racial discrimination. You don't end racism by being racist. And that's exactly what Biden and the liberals are out there. I mean, they're out there screaming, this is a win for the white supremacists, okay? Those evil white supremacists, they got to that Supreme Court, so forth and so on. Biden is saying it's not a normal court. Actually, it's working exactly the way it's supposed to. I'm sure we're going to see a renewed push by the liberals to try and pack the Supreme Court to take away its conservative majority. Now, House Democrats are already launching the attack. They're demanding an independent group to investigate allegations of corruption for both Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Clarence Thomas. So this is basically lawfare. And we already have students gathered in front of the Supreme Court to protest the ruling on affirmative action. One of the people there was very honest in saying, I know I would never have gotten into Harvard on the numbers alone. Well, again, study harder on that one. Apparently, a suspicious package was found outside the Supreme Court building, and they had to evacuate the area. And I'm sure that over this holiday weekend, we're going to have mostly peaceful protests, you know, only a few buildings burned and only, you know, a little bit of damage here. Certainly nothing like the January 6th insurrection. Now, over at Harvard, they've already found a workaround so they can keep taking race into account. They're not going to say what race are you, but they're adding a requirement for the application to go to Harvard that you write an essay on how race affected your life through discrimination, inspiration, or whatever. And so they're already trying to find a way to work this out. Now, I want to make a mention. I've been trying to get to this the last few days, but it's always buried way down in the talking points, and so I bumped it to the top here. And it's about a movie that will be premiering in theaters across the country next Tuesday, July 4th. And it basically is based on a nonprofit organization trying to combat international child trafficking rings. Apparently, trafficking children for sexual purposes is big business. Like $20 billion a year. And the film follows the story of Tim Ballard, the founder of Operation Underground Railroad. He's played by actor Jim Caviezel, I think. Anyway, Tim Ballard quits his job with the Department of Homeland Security while on a mission to rescue missing children in Honduras and starts organizing his own team of child rescuers here. So the movie is called Sound of Freedom. And they're actually giving away some free tickets on social media. I don't have the URL for that. But, you know, it's becoming obvious this is really a much larger, more serious problem than we have been given to understand, certainly by the corporate media. They barely touch this subject here. So Sound of Freedom. And, you know, of course, here in Santa Claus, we're going to have to wait for it to come out on cable, because we don't have a theater in this town here. Now, the other day, Joe Biden was speaking to a group of reporters outside the White House before leaving for Chicago. He was asked about what had happened in the weekend with the Wagner mercenary group, and Joe Biden came on out and said that Putin is clearly losing the war in Iraq, and everybody was making fun of him for that. But it turns out that wasn't the only time he did it, because on Tuesday night at a fundraiser in Chevy Chase, Maryland, Biden referred to Ukraine as Iraq when touting the unity of NATO in the aftermath of the Russian invasion. And so the next thing you know, Biden will tell us that Putin is losing the war in Afghanistan and possibly even Vietnam. So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Meanwhile, actor James Woods, who's very intelligent, very openly conservative, which is a dangerous thing in Hollywood, came on out and just blasted Biden, saying it's obvious there is something wrong. There is a problem. Okay. And, you know, Woods saying that he basically is implying that Biden has dementia. And, yeah, it's obvious something's going wrong. And Woods said, this is sad and unsettling. Granted, dementia is a cruel disease, and it is. But the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine has the potential to be a worldwide nuclear holocaust. America cannot risk strategic fumbling by her president. Whoop, we just had the power dip. Okay, Mike, can you still hear me? Are we still online? Okay, we're still online. Okay, yeah, we lost power on that one there. Thank goodness for battery backup. Anyway, So James Wood was saying America cannot risk strategic fumbling by her president in an arena of this magnitude. Obviously, we need the best and the brightest to guide us through this particular situation here. All right. Now, yesterday, there was a lot of brouhaha about these strange marks on Biden's face. And there were all kinds of jokes about bondage queen and all the rest of that stuff. And I said yesterday, it's probably a CPAP machine, which is a very common thing. My brother-in-law uses one. Claire had one for a while. And, you know, they even tried to talk me into getting one. But I said, no, I've got too many gizmos already. And the White House did confirm today that, yes, Joe Biden has sleep apnea. No big deal. So does William Shatner. And, he does use a CPAP machine. Ooh, big lightning bolt out there. And we just had the power dip again. This is getting kind of weird here. All right, well, we're just going to keep going, and hopefully we're not going to lose things. And, Mike, you can we just lost it again. Okay, thanks. Thanks for letting me know, Mike, because, this is getting – we're seeing the power just bounce all over. All right, getting into the Biden corruption scandals, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says that the Biden's family may have accepted in excess of $40 million from foreign nationals in exchange for favorable policy decisions. Okay, and so Comer said that his panel has identified six specific policy decisions where Biden took actions that indicate he may have been compromised. Comer noted that of the six policy decisions, four of them were made while Joe Biden was president early on, and we cannot come to any other conclusion as to why these decisions were made other than that Biden was compromised. Okay. A little bit of a message from Mike in the control room. He has reposted the article about Sound of Freedom and the free tickets to the top of republicbroadcasting.org. So you may want to look in at that one. Anyway, getting on back to the Biden corruption, James Comer was on WABC AM radio yesterday. And again, talking about these six policy decisions, which seem to be the result of foreign bribery payments involving business deals arranged by Hunter Biden. Comer said four of the decisions were made by the president while Biden was president, the other two apparently when he was in other offices here. So Comer is now demanding all of the Burisma suspicious activity reports from Treasury Department. We just had the lights dip again. This is very unnerving. And okay. All right, Mike, can you still hear me? Okay, yeah, I can see you. Thank you. All right, so a while back we were talking about this sweetheart plea bargain deal that Hunter Biden got, and the deal has been proposed. It isn't actually finalized. It hasn't been approved by the court yet, and now with all this evidence of interference in the investigation by the Department of Justice, there is more and more pressure to simply reject this deal and continue on with a full-on investigation and possible prosecution, followed by possible jail time. Now, meanwhile, sometime today, and I haven't seen the results of this yet, Hunter Biden was deposed under oath in relation to the lawsuit filed by the owner of the laptop repair shop where he had left his laptop. Now, John Paul Mac Issa, the owner of the Mac ship in Wilmington, filed a defamation suit against Hunter Biden in October 2022 for $1.5 million, alleging that Hunter had damaged his reputation by lying about the ownership of the laptop. Now, back in 2019, Hunter Biden dropped off three laptops to be worked on, only one of which was salvageable. When Mac Issa tried to contact him to return the laptop, he never got a reply. He waited 3 months, and then he contacted the FBI about materials he had found on the laptop, which have now been confirmed as real, and the laptop was real. And according to MacISA, the FBI first made a forensic copy of the hard drive of the laptop, then later returned with a subpoena and confiscated it. Of course, by that time, there were multiple copies of the hard drive all over the place, from which we have learned some really unsavory aspects of the life of the first son here. But here's the really interesting thing. This one computer repairman has done more to expose the corruption of the Biden family than the entire FBI and DOJ put together. Personally, I think he should be our attorney general. But they don't listen to me about this kind of things. Little bit of good news for Ivanka Trump. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a civil fraud lawsuit against former President Trump, his adult children, and the Trump Organization. But it turns out that Ivanka left the Trump Organization in 2016, and because of that, the statute of limitations has run out, and the judge has removed her as a defendant in this case. So a little bit of good news for her. All right, now, we all hear about George Soros and what an unsavory person he is, but he has handed over control of his empire. The Open Society Foundations are now being run by his son, Alexander Soros. And apparently he has already met with influential Democrats saying that, you know, we're going to, we're going to restore House Democrats to the majority in 2020. And that sounds to me like election interference by the ultra-rich, and I think we're kind of, sick of all that kind of nonsense. Ooh, it's nasty out there. All righty. Now, Disney just lost the lights again. This is not good. Anyway, Disney has asked for the lawsuit against Ron DeSantis to begin during the GOP convention. They want to drag all of this stuff out against DeSantis and against Trump to be right in the middle of the primary season. And again, it's another form of election interference to try and, you know, use all of these lawsuits to smear people. You know, here's what's kind of interesting. The Democrats actually thought that these indictments against Donald Trump were going to crush his approval poll numbers. Exact opposite has happened. They're going up because America realizes this is a political hatchet job. It's dirty pool. And Americans, for the most part, tend to be honorable people who want to see justice done. And, you know, we understand what's being done to Trump and why. Now, down in Florida, Representative Matt Gaetz sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray because apparently the FBI agents who kneeled during the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020, you know, the mostly peaceful protests where everything was getting burned down, and they had photos taken of them, and apparently these kneeling agents received commendations from FBI executive management, and apparently they had a career advancement out of sync with FBI agents who had not kneeled to the Black Lives Matter protests. And suggesting that, again, all of these Black Lives Matter operations were covert undercover operations by the FBI. Not the first time they've done that. Go back and read the history of COINTELPRO. Now, the Idaho Republican Party has unanimously passed a resolution calling for the abolition of the FBI if it cannot be reformed. And personally, I don't think it can, because once it goes bad, it goes all the way bad. Okay? Now, getting on back to election fraud here, did Joe Biden really get 81 million votes? And there's been a Rasmussen poll that finds most voters agree with Carrie Lake that the election was, in fact, stolen. And Carrie Lake, of course, came out with the song 81 million votes, my astrolabe. And apparently, you know, even a third of Democrats agreed that there was no way that Joe Biden got 81 million votes in the 2020 election. So anyway, a little bit of a victory for Carrie Lake. The Maricopa County wanted to basically block Carrie Lake's access to the ballot affidavit envelopes, and the judge has dismissed that, saying that they're not exactly election records that need protection. So Carrie's going to get a chance to verify those. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. Hopefully we'll still be here when the music stops, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in.
And welcome back to our show. And boy, the rain is really coming down. The lightning is lightning. The thunder is thundering. And my neighbor's building this really, really big wooden boat. He's got me kind of worried, mostly because his animals are like eating the azaleas in the backyard. All righty. So let's talk about COVID and medical situations right now. We know that a lot of people have been dying from these mRNA vaccines, and even though the official U.S. government mandate has been ended, there's a lot of schools and everything that say you have to have the shots, including, unfortunately, medical schools. And as a result, we're seeing an increase in deaths among nursing students, pharmacy students, and medical students in general, and these are people we're going to need down the road here. And, you know, it's time to reevaluate the policy. And I know there are a lot of people who just don't want to admit that they messed up And this is, you know, the biggest medical goof since thalidomide here. Now, we've been hearing about how the Amish really didn't seem to be dealing with COVID. They avoid vaccines. In fact, they avoid pretty much anything the government tells them to do here. And there's an article that came out of Vigilant Fox saying that somebody actually did the numbers and found that the at least in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the Amish died at a rate 90 times lower than the infection fatality rate in the United States of America as a whole. And it seems to be because the Amish weren't getting the mRNA shots, and the Amish don't follow CDC guidelines. They did not lock down. They did not mask. They did not social distance. They did not vaccinate. And there were no mandates in the Amish community to get vaccinated. So, anyway. The European Medicines Agency, the European Union's version of the FDA, has issued a drug safety signal this week about the elevated thyroid cancer risk associated with certain classes of pharmaceuticals for type 2 diabetes and obesity. And, of course, obesity is a big problem, not just in Europe, but especially here in the U.S., and partly because, you know, food companies, when they're processing food, they put chemicals in there that make you want to eat more, so you will buy more, they will make more money, and everybody goes home happy until you have a heart attack, of course. Meanwhile, another revelation, this is from the Daily Mail, no less than the World Health Organization has come on out with a warning that the artificial sweetener aspartame, okay, is possibly carcinogenic to humans. Big shock there. And I remember there was a big controversy when aspartame was first brought out because it's known to be an excitotoxin. It's a neural stimulant, and in high enough doses, it can throw you into, you know, a seizure. And so aspartame has been in the food supply since the 1980s. It's in Snapple drinks. I have to avoid it because I get headaches from it and everything. But, you know, yeah, boy, they'll just sell you anything to make a fast buck. All right, let's talk about the international news now. Tucker's latest episode basically is going on about Biden's approach to the war in Ukraine. And Carlson said that Biden's team seems to be cheering on the conflict, and for one big reason, gaining more and more power. And the Biden administration, along with bipartisan members of Congress, has been fervently defending Ukraine as if it were a noble crusade for democracy. There's only one wrinkle there. Of course, Zelensky is saying that there will be no more elections in his country until the war is over. In other words, we're fighting a war to protect democracy in a country whose leader just ended all democracy. A little bit of awkwardness there here. Now, the Kremlin's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, said that Moscow can no longer trust Washington. I'll join the club on that one. And the potential for nuclear war has escalated. And Lavrov said that talks with American officials were possible, but Washington is not making an effort to engage. They like things just the way they are. So Lavrov's remarks were reported in TASS yesterday, and Russian President Putin has said repeatedly, we're open for cooperation, but in regards to our former Western partners, we can no longer rely on agreements with them, including legally binding ones. It is a fight of worlds of sorts. And remember, we talked about how Russia has now pulled their high-level diplomats out of Washington, D.C., and the State Department is getting ready to do the same to bring our top diplomats home from Moscow. Now, Rickards is out there saying that the coup in Russia is over, but there is a worrying development going on, and that is the growing risk of a nuclear war. So President Biden is accusing Vladimir Putin of preparing to use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. I can't imagine why Putin would do that with the prevailing winds as they are. Their radioactive fallout would blow back over Russian territory. So the theory is that if Russia is in danger of military collapse in Ukraine, which doesn't seem very likely right now, Putin will resort to the use of tactical nuclear weapons out of desperation. But you can rule that out because Russia isn't losing the war in Ukraine. In fact, it's winning. It's gaining momentum. Zelensky's much-hyped counteroffensive is in a shambles right now. Okay, we got to take break for commercial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the situation in Ukraine. And, of course, the propaganda we get on the corporate media is, you know, Russia's on the verge of collapse. They're going to run out of stuff. And I had somebody who emailed me and said, you know, Russia can't win. They're running out of gas. You know, they're getting into their stockpiles. Well, that's kind of what the U.S. has been doing. And this individual seems to forget that Russia is an oil-producing, oil-exporting country. And if they start running short for the war machine, they'll just stop selling surplus oil overseas. So, no, they're not going to run out of gasoline here. Anyway, the much-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive has pretty much fallen. Russia is either advancing or holding the line in other sectors. Meanwhile, in Russia, the arms factories are churning out massive amounts of weapons and ammunition, where in the West, which has basically offshored all manufacturing to other countries, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel to find weapons and ammo to send to Ukraine. We're already hearing from countries like Germany that they're really not able to take care of themselves. They're running out of weapons. This is a war of attrition. And Vladimir Putin made a point of saying some years ago that if the United States were to go into Ukraine, that they would turn it into a war of attrition and basically grind the United States down like what happened in Vietnam and Afghanistan. Now, Seymour Hersh is out with another article saying that, Ukraine is not doing very well, and says even if they could regain the initiative, they would need over 100 years to win back the territory that Russia has already taken control of. That's how slow they're moving here. Now, there's another article here from Global Research asking if Ukraine is being pushed towards long-term indebtedness and subservience. Yeah, that's kind of the whole point of starting a war in another country, is to get them hopelessly into debt, which puts them hopelessly under your control. And we have seen that done time and again all over the world here. Now, Switzerland is trying to defend its neutrality. They're blocking German tanks from reaching the war zone in Ukraine. And apparently, RUAG AG, which is in Bern, sought government permission to sell nearly 100 tanks to Kiev for its war against Russia. But the major Swiss arms maker and aerospace engineering company has been denied, saying it would be inconsistent with applicable law concerning arms deliveries to an active conflict zone. Now, getting on back to that Wagner mutiny, we're getting more and more details about exactly what that was. And it was never a coup against Putin. Wagner was trying to make a point here. The Wagner Group was the only military formation that had refused to sign a contract with the Russian Defense Ministry. And this is coming from senior Russian Member of Parliament Andrei Kartapolov. And in fact, he said that earlier today. And basically, the Russian Defense Ministry had declared that all of the military groups, including the mercenaries, had to sign contracts directly with the Russian Defense Ministry and come in underneath their chain of command. And everybody complied except the Wagner Group. Okay? And Prigozhin basically refused. And faced with this rebuttal, the Russian authorities told the group, "You will no longer be involved in the military campaign in Ukraine. No more money, no more financial or material resources. And for Mr. Prigozhin, money is a factor, an important one, maybe even decisive." And that was what triggered his little tantrum last week. Okay. Now, a lot of those Wagner troops are now up in Belarus. They're building little camps for them. And NATO is now out there saying, well, you know, those Wagner troops in Belarus, they threatened Eastern Europe, and they could be a real threat there. And then it comes on out and says, NATO will defend you from the Wagner fighters in Belarus. So I don't know what they're trying to do there. But they're still trying to find a way to escalate this and make it look like somebody else's fault. Another article, this one coming out of South Front, it's chastising Germany, saying they're acting irresponsibly by sending troops to NATO's eastern flank. And certainly it's going to worsen tensions in Europe. It clearly is part of NATO's policy of trying to encircle Russia. And according to the Ministry of Defense, Berlin would be ready to send thousands of troops to Lithuania with the aim of reinforcing NATO's eastern flank. In practice, the measure only prolongs the security crisis as it poses a direct threat to Moscow. All righty. Meanwhile, the United States has approved a massive $15 billion arms sale to Poland. And this is also to basically increase NATO's military presence in Eastern Europe. A press release distributed by the State Department says the sale will support the foreign policy goals and national security objectives of the United States by improving the security of a NATO ally that is a force for political stability and economic progress in Europe. Usual State Department jargon here. Meanwhile, over in France, they're having some serious, serious problems. Apparently Tuesday, police shot a teenager of North African descent, and it has triggered riots all across the country. And the French Interior Ministry said it is mobilizing 40,000 police officers to deal with the riots that have spread across France, or as our media would put it, mostly peaceful protests. And so the officers are being deployed all across France. Paris is shutting down public transportation to try and avoid violence that was triggered by this police shooting, figuring if the public transportation isn't working, then the rioters can't collect and represent a danger. So, yeah, it's really, and the people of France, I think, have really reached the breaking point. Recent polls from the Le Figaro shows that 74% of the French people believe there are too many migrants in France. 72% want a referendum so the public can vote on the immigration policy. And I think that would be a really good idea. We need to run a poll on how many Americans think there are too many, well, not just migrants, but the illegal immigrants. We need a poll on how many Americans really think that there are too many illegal immigrants. Down in Israel, in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, there were about 100,000 Muslim worshipers attending the morning Eid prayer at Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israeli occupation forces stormed the holy compound, forced worshippers out of the Bab al-Rahmah prayer area, and arrested some, according to the official Palestinian news agency, WAFA. And Israel reportedly arrested at least 18 people. Now, Bab al-Rahmah, also known as the Golden Gate, is one of the gates leading to Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Israeli authorities intend to turn it into a prayer area for Jewish settlers and have been keeping Muslims out of the site. Meanwhile, China has passed its first foreign relations law, granting President Xi Jinping's government the power to take corresponding countermeasures against Western acts that threaten Chinese national security. Now, the law was drafted late last year and approved by China's parliament yesterday, and it comes into force on the 1st of July. The law is in six chapters, including ones formalizing Beijing's foreign policy objectives and enshrining existing diplomatic policy into the national legal system. But the most significant chapter is one authorizing the government to take necessary countermeasures against acts that endanger China's sovereignty, security, and development interests in violation of international law and fundamental norms governing international relations. So things are getting kind of tense over there. Meanwhile, analysts are saying, this is over at the Economist Intelligence Unit, they've issued a white paper saying that a war over Taiwan would severely impact Japan, the Philippines, and South Korea due to the devastation of the current supply chains. They would be seriously disrupted by the naval combat in the area, and they would be most severely hit. Now, this is a little bit scary. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab has declared that other nations should adopt Communist China's brutal control measures, which he described as a remarkable way to reign over the masses. Okay? And Schwab urged world leaders to embrace China as the world's new leading superpower and has hailed the Chinese Communist Party as a role model for other countries. Now, he made these comments at the opening plenary of the World Economic Forum's 14th annual meeting of the new champions in Tianjin, China. Schwab declared that China should lead the globalist agenda and the rest of the world must follow. So, obviously, Schwab has given up hope that the United States would be part of this here. Alrighty. Now, in our military, there is a major recruiting problem. Nobody wants to join the military when we're looking at a potential nuclear war. You could lose some important bits of your body. But apparently they're finally realizing that one of the big turnoffs is the fact that the military has gone woke. And so Congress is finally taking action. Republicans are out there gutting the trans extremism in the latest military bill. Representative Mark Alford tweeted in all caps, "Drag shows have no place in our military. How many times do we have to say it?" Several, it appears. But thanks to House and Senate Republicans, the GOP is doing more than saying it. They're fighting it. And they're basically saying during the House Armed Service Committee's markup session for the latest NDAA, woke ideology has no place in the military. Zero bupkis. That's not the way to recruit. So we're really starting to see a pushback against all of this nonsense here. All righty. Let's talk about the economy. And Joe Biden, of course, is going across the country saying, we've created jobs, we've lowered the deficit, we, you know, everybody's happier. Karine Jean-Pierre is saying Americans are feeling much more positive about the economy, all of which, of course, is a complete lie. Because of Bidenomics, the American dream is further and further out of reach of ordinary Americans, and Republicans have basically slapped down all of the claims Joe is making and basically saying, you know, why the U.S. is worse off since Biden entered office. And so it's, I mean, the lying has just gotten completely out of control. And, you know, for a lie to work, it's got to be believable. And in the case of Joe Biden saying the economy is great, look at all the empty shelves, the high prices. No, things are not good at all. Okay, now, China will start releasing an estimated 10 million barrels of oil imported from Iran and Venezuela, which has been waiting at ports for weeks amid increased cargo scrutiny. And so apparently they're going to start letting this oil out and send it to the refiners in the Shandong province. Most of the stranded oil at Shandong came originally from Iran and Venezuela and has been rebranded as bitumen mixtures from Malaysia to circumvent U.S. sanctions. Now, here's an interesting little article. As people drive less, you know, gas prices are going up, and they don't have the money, and it's hitting tourist towns like Santa Claus. So there's this interesting little article from BlabberBuzz. And it's saying that states are grappling with declining gas tax revenue, and they're considering a pay-to-drive solution. Okay, and they're looking at the alternative. Instead of taxing gasoline, they're going to charge drivers by the mile to use the roads, which is what the tax money is supposed to be going to maintain here. Now, this is really not going to work. People are paying less gas tax because they are driving less, which means a mileage tax is going to show the same reductions. This appears to be just another scheme to fleece ordinary Americans of more money, along with giving the government yet another way to track where you are going, which is frankly none of their business. Fourth Amendment here. Now, we've been talking about housing crisis all over the world, and in the United Kingdom, they're saying the housing crisis is being driven by the mass immigration, because it obviously it increases demand for the available housing units, and that drives the price up. It's yet another way ordinary people are paying the price for all of this open border nonsense. So anyway, let's see. Now, Eric Adams wants to house illegal border crossers in the State University of New York dormitories. Voters are not happy about it. I'm sure that the university is not happy about it. Certainly the students who occupy those dormitories during the school year are not going to be happy about it, because the illegal immigrants have got a terrible track record of not really being very kind to the places where they're being housed. We've been hearing these horror stories from some of these former luxury hotels that have just been trashed, you know, by these illegal immigrants who come on in and they're doing drugs and they're attacking each other. It's an absolute epic disaster. Now, a little bit of good news over in Illinois, which is that away, Governor J.B. Pritzker is halting a program that offered taxpayer-subsidized health care benefits to illegal aliens when he finally realized just how much it was going to cost. And so, good, we're seeing that, that pushback as well. The program was approaching billions of dollars in costs. Right now, there are 700,000 illegal aliens living in the sanctuary state of Illinois. We have about 100,000 living here in Indiana, in the big cities and around here. And so Pritzker announced he's going to have to halt the program starting next month. He will keep it in place only for a certain number of the older illegal immigrants who really have no other way to pay for their medical care. So Pritzker is saying, we can't afford this. We're not going to do it. Good for him. Down in Texas, a group of pecan farmers are voicing their concerns about the dangerous situation of illegal immigration. Now, the pecan is the Texas state nut, and apparently these border crossers are just trampling through the farm fields and wrecking the crops and, again, completely unconcerned about it. And the farmers are having to deal with drug smugglers in the area. And apparently some of these drug smugglers are stashing, hundreds of pounds of drugs like marijuana in the orchards to hide them, or it's a drop point here. One farmer who called the local sheriff to report a drug stash on his property received a note saying, "Do not try to stop us." All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas, I wanna be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. And earlier I was saying we need a poll to find out how many Americans think there are too many illegal immigrants in this country. And this is sort of along the same line. This is a poll that was reported by Station Gossip saying that 80% of Americans say human trafficking, meaning smuggling people across the border, is a major problem. And there are concerns, you know, about the increasing number of people prosecuted for human smuggling, and they should be, really. Meanwhile, Ann Coulter is out there saying that Ron DeSantis' claim to end birthright citizenship can save America. And here is where the situation gets interesting. You may not realize it. There is actually no law that says children born to illegal immigrants in this country are automatically United States citizens. Okay, there's no law. It's just not there. It's not in the Constitution. It's not in the law. The idea first appeared in some writings by Justice William Brennan that were not part of a court ruling, just personal notes to himself. This was in a 1982 case, and the liberals seized on it and said, yes, you know, we're going to confer citizenship on the kids of illegals. Those are the anchor babies. It's a total con. There is no law that says that's what we're supposed to do. Okay? It just isn't. All righty. Let's see. Getting on back to Bud Light, and I don't understand. Last weekend, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light specifically, sponsored a pride parade in Toronto, Canada, with fully naked men and multiple disturbing acts being performed in front of children. And needless to say, the Bud Light sales are definitely in the Al-Qaeda. Anheuser-Busch is still refusing to comment on whether their partnering with Dylan Mulvaney was a mistake or not. All they would say is, well, we've been supporting the LGBT agenda for years here, so forth. Now, if you are my age, and if you are, I'm sorry, you remember the original Star... Whoa. Okay. That was a near... You missed me. Okay. Okay, let me regroup here. All right, if you remember the original Star Trek, there was a character called Lieutenant Sulu, and later on in the movies he was Captain Sulu. It was played by George Takei, who had a good career as an actor. He was briefly in politics. He's openly gay, pro-LGBTQ. Very nice guy when I knew him, but he came on out trying to defend the nude bicyclists, saying, well, you know, it's not that big a deal. They've probably seen their father and their brother, and, you know, and apparently it provoked a huge backlash on social media. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.